This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grass, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we'll hear an interview with Indianapolis band Wasting Paper. They'll talk about their new album and an interesting connection between the band, Oprah, and Johnny Depp. Melissa talks with Irvington Vinyl and Books owner and operator Alicia Smith on cultivating safe spaces in the community, along with their top five musical picks. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or you can listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Wasting Paper self-identifies as a beach goth doom bop band, and while it might sound a little confusing, the description is pretty on the nose. I caught up with them to talk about their new album, and they kicked things off by sharing possibly the most interesting band name origin story I've ever heard. I'll let the band's drummer SJ take it from here.
So I started out my career in animation working on the Oprah show. So my friend and I that I was working with at the time, we found out that Johnny Depp was going to be in the studio. And so there was like a blue hallway that like you were not allowed to go into when it was about an hour before the show, because that's where all the stars came down. But we thought, well, there's a copy machine in the blue hallway. And if we just pretend that we are making copies, maybe we can get a glimpse of Johnny Depp coming down the hallway. But he was stalling, and it was taking like an hour. And so we're just in there just making all these copies. And this producer for Oprah, who's pretty high up, she came in and she was like, "Girls, I know what you're doing in here, and all I have to say is stop wasting paper." So that's where the name Wasting Paper came from. Johnny Depp.
Wow, that's great. Were you allowed to stay and just not waste paper?
Yeah, she allowed us to stay, but it ended up, he took too long and we didn't get to see him. So it was definitely a huge waste of paper time.
But it did amount to a band.
Yeah, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so SJ and Peter, you both sing lead vocals.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how the lyric writing works for that, if it's all done together or you bring pieces and show it to each other or a combination of the two.
We write separately, but then we bring it to the table and then we kind of figure out, like, you know, like if I write the song, Peter will probably sing backups, but then sometimes it ends up being kind of equal even on a song that I wrote or that he wrote.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll shoot ideas back and forth. But generally, one of us will kind of spearhead the lyrics on a song, I would say. A lot of times, SJ will have the words written and like a vocal melody, and we'll share it with Alec and I. And then we'll kind of write the music on the spot to the words.
Yeah, I send them really bad weird recordings of just me singing in my bathroom usually.
Like with no context, like yeah. No accompaniment or anything, just
correct.
You singing in your
acapella.
Yeah, just acapella.
I love that.
It's a lot of trust there.
That is a lot of trust. So how did you come together? Peter, you've been in a lot of Central Indiana bands over the years, a lot of beloved Central Indiana bands, Impossible Shapes, Peter and the Kings, your own band. How did this group get going?
Peter and the Kings had kind of fizzled out, had stopped playing live. I was doing some recording at home. This was during the pandemic, 2020. SJ and I had talked, I guess we met each other and had talked about getting together to jam at some point because I knew she played drums. And I think like the first time we got together, I was like, oh yeah, maybe listen to the King stuff and maybe we can try some of those songs. But then it kind of became clear that playing together, this was going to be something totally new.
Yeah, and actually I didn't even really sing when we started this band because the other two bands I was in, I just played drums and there was already a singer, but I'd written a few songs before Peter and I got together, so since we didn't really know what to start with, we were kind of like, you know, he brought a couple songs and I brought a couple songs. And There was actually one point where you were playing drums for a minute and I was just singing. I remember that, but...
So, SJ, were you not a songwriter beforehand? Like, you said you had a couple songs, but you weren't singing in the band you were in.
I was in a band called Nuns for a long time in Chicago, and that band had a singer who wrote his own songs. And then when that band disbanded, I started another band, an all-female band called Snake Boobs, and... everyone in the band could sing, but no one could write. So I started writing all the lyrics, but I didn't sing.
Oh, okay.
But I enjoyed writing the lyrics. I continued to do that. And then when I got here, I had lyrics, but no one to sing. And Peter already wrote his own lyrics, so it felt really weird to be like, do you want to sing my lyrics?
Right,
you know? So I think that's kind of how it... It just naturally came together where we both decided to sing. And he was very encouraging in me finding my voice because I did not know how to sing super well at first.
Yeah, it was honestly really quickly cohesive, I would say. Like, we had a couple things going, SJ and I, and Alex like, okay. And, like, started playing bass and it sounded good. And then, like, the monumental... change in the band is when you got your fuzz pedal.
Which
really leads the songs in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's almost more of like a rhythm guitar, kind of some of the parts that I write there. So, yeah.
So where can people listen to your music or keep up with you online?
Follow us on Instagram at Wasting Paper Music. And we've also got a Bandcamp. I think it's wastingpaper.bandcamp.com. You can order our new tape through the Bandcamp, or listen to us on Apple or Spotify, all the streaming sites. And we're not the band from Canada.
No, they popped up.
We looked up, we Googled the name when
it
we
was not taken.
Named the band, and it was not taken, but they popped up out of nowhere. Yeah, we're the one with the green W.
Let's listen to a track from Wasting Paper now. This is Hard Stop on Small Studio Signal Boost. Thanks, Wasting Paper, for coming on the show and chatting with me. Coming up after the break, we'll listen into Irvington Vinyl and Books owner Alicia Smith's top 5 songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Melissa Davis has this week's top 5.
I'm here with Alicia Smith of Irvington Vinyl and Books, and your store has celebrated a really monumental anniversary recently.
Yeah, we just celebrated 5 years in Irvington in August, which is buck wild. That's the longest I've ever been doing anything, I think.
That's amazing. I mean, it's tough to start your own business, and you're doing a great job, and it's been running successfully for 5 years now. You just had a wonderful event with Mercury Stardust.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how does that come together?
They actually reached out to me after a bunch of people mentioned our name in her comments because she made a request for queer-owned bookstores across the United States. And apparently people stan us, which is really nice. And they tagged us in her comments and her team reached out to me. And by a miracle, I was able to pull it off. Fortunately, right now we have a unique partnership going with the neighboring Black Box Theater that's just getting off the ground now, called Stage Door Theater, owned by Laura Krell. So we were able to host Mercury there and utilize the parking lot for lines, because boy, was there a line.
A lot of people.
That's which
amazing.
Is, yeah, it's awesome. I've organized a lot of big events in this 5-year span, but usually it's 50 people at a time in waves. It's never over 200 people at once. So it was definitely a lot of planning and organizing.
Mercury Stardust is a TikTok star known as Trans Handy Ma'am. Just wrote a very successful book, a New York Times bestseller, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So the store sells a lot of books when Mercury Stardust stops by.
Absolutely.
Do you see more of those in the future for Irvington Vinyl and Books?
I'm definitely hopeful. It felt like we were pivoting to something new and awesome. We have hosted a lot of live music, and as the theater gets off the ground and we sort out our, like, the designation, the historical designation in our neighborhood and how to make sure that we can do everything in a legitimate way, once that's settled, then my hope is that we'll be able to do, you know, small intimate shows with mid-level artists and bring more people in for book signings. That was always something I wanted to do in the old space, but there's just, when you only have a storefront, there's really limited room for events like that, and you rely on people moving around in the store and shopping in order to justify something of that nature. So having access to the theater is really great.
You're cultivating, I would say, safe community spaces in your store. Is that something that you feel is important to you?
100%. Mm-hmm. I have been in a lot of conversations recently where I find myself referencing my ethics. Mm-hmm. And I think about that a lot. The things that drive me in life are relationships with other people and my ethics. I feel that it's really, really important to provide the type of space that you want to exist in. And as a queer woman in a pretty conservative state, I want to feel safe when I walk into a room, and I want my friends who are from a wide variety of backgrounds to feel safe too. So it was important to me to make that and, yeah, make it accessible.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for all that you do, creating the safe community space and a really excellent bookstore in Irvington. We've talked a bit about the top five songs that you enjoy. We're going to talk about some of your top five favorites. So I was wondering, what's the topic?
So I had to really narrow it down as someone who works in a music store. Picking five songs, just five, is nearly impossible. So I thought, well, fall is officially going to start here this weekend, so let me pick my top five fall songs, and that will help me at least whittle it down a little bit.
Love it. Fall is such a great time of year. Are you a fall person?
I am a Libra. So, yes.
Halloween, all of
that. Oh, my God. In Irvington, you can't not like Halloween. If you don't like Halloween, you have to move.
Yeah. All right. So, we have top five for fall. And this is, you know, there's so much music out there, but we're just going to pick five. So, okay, let's start with, if you don't mind, number five.
So, one of my favorite bands of all time is Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Look out, Mama, I'm coming home. Look out, Daddy. I'm gonna roll right up to your ever-loving door.
The song Look Out Mama came out a while ago and really served as a lot of, like, emotional support for me. And it's still, I just got to see Alinda Segarra in Bloomington a few months ago and just openly wept through the whole concert. So I hope this song makes you cry like it makes me cry. Speaking of crying, one of my all-time favorite songs that would probably end up in top five no matter what is Crying by Roy Orbison.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good, and I can't not belt it, even though I can't belt it.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night.
He's the best.
He's the best. And his life was very, very difficult. And so when you hear a song like that and you know the context of his life, it's even more potent, in my opinion. Number three is When You Walk a Long Distance, You Are Tired by the band Mothers, which is an indie outfit. And this album came out a while ago, like 6 years ago, I want to say. And It is a soaring, moody, folky, delicious piece of music that I hope everyone gets a chance to listen to. So number two was difficult because I had to pick a Billie Holiday song for number two because she is really, she would be number one for me, but when I have to think about fall songs, there's someone else that comes to mind first. But it was a tie between All of Me and Gloomy Sunday, and I went with Gloomy Sunday because I think we all get the Sunday scaries these days. That song, as tragic and sad as it is so hauntingly beautiful. And also has a really interesting history, so worth looking up.
Sunday is gloomy, my hours are slumberless.
Very good. All right, we are at the number one song for fall.
It's Sweet Thing by Van Morrison. It's a perfect driving with the windows down song, which is what you should do in fall when the weather is that crisp, 60 to 50 degrees.
And I was strung a merry wind, jumped the hedges first. And I will drink the clear, clean water for to quench my thirst.
Great list. All right, I'm wondering if we want to get any of this music, we want to grab these songs, we can go to your store and get them.
Absolutely. And there is a super convenient order online form you can drop to let us know what you're looking for. Books are really easy for us to order. Records are hit and miss, depending on what collections we have in stock and what is being pressed currently. It's a slower process than reprinting books. So if you're looking for a particular album, please shoot us a message through that form and we can help you.
And it's a very welcoming store. I believe you have a cat.
Oh, we could not get through this interview without mentioning the Queen of Indianapolis, Violet, the manager.
Aww.
She's very pretty, and she has the most beautiful green eyes, and she will bite you.
Thank you, Alicia Smith. Thanks for being here. And we will come out to Irvington Vinyl and Books and say hello.
Great to see you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa, for that top five from Alicia Smith. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or check out our Spotify playlist by searching for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from indie to Denver, Colorado artist Yadine Cole. The dynamic recording artist, teaching artist, and certified vinyasa yoga teacher has a new single out, along with a video of No Goodbyes. This is Yadine Cole with No Goodbyes on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Might get a little easy. The best things in life don't come easy. Hold up before you leave. I worked a lot of magic, but ain't nothing in my sleeve now. Hear me, let me try to put this simply. When we first crossed paths, I was broken. Hoping to sing.
That was Yadine Cole with his new single, No Goodbyes. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in Indiana music this week?
Mike Adams at his Honest Wade is a Bloomington artist with a strong pedigree. He's got five albums under his belt already, and he's gearing up to put out a new one this October on indie-based Joyful Noise Recordings. Here's a single from that album now. It's Mike Adams at his Honest Wade with Basement Spaceman.
Brought me out, and I cannot believe that's how that we learn to love it all. Let the wild do wonders. You brought me out, and I cannot believe that's how.
Up next, I've got another track from an Indiana artist who's releasing an album next month. This is Kayla Phillips with Apartment.
Just to hold far, just ignored, only talk You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Charlene Birdsong here with Melissa Davis and Adam Gross, and we're listening to new music from Indiana-based artists. This week, I have a remix for you, a collaboration between musicians Sed Karn, Sound of Series, and Sun Lux. You may have heard of Sun Lux. The group provided the soundtrack for the film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. This song is a remix done by Sed Karn and Sound of Series. Originally by Sun Lux, this is Ransom, All Innocence.
Lanterns illumine me, burning the memory.
The Indianapolis rock group, formerly known as Mana, is now called Wishy. This is a track from them titled Attitude.
Thanks for listening tonight. That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artist on social media for updates and info. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
This is Justin S. Kenchin with Blue Robe on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.